This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, in Lebanon, the plight of Syria's 900,000 registered refugees just got a little worse with the arrival of Storm Norma, which brought heavy winds and snow across the country last weekend. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Philippe Lazzarini, resident and humanitarian coordinator for Lebanon, explained what the organisation is doing to help.
The storm has mainly impacted the refugees living in the Bekaa Valley, living in the mountain, being informal settlement. And we had, in fact, to evacuate a number of refugees from this settlement and to temporarily relocate them elsewhere. I have to say that some of the settlements have been completely flooded, very cold. It's extreme winter condition. And to describe the daily life, it's just miserable.
Where are these people going who've been relocated? There's a lot of tension with communities.
We are in discussion with the head of municipalities, and we are looking at temporary solutions. So a number of these refugees have just been relocated. I think despite tension, the generosity of the Lebanese continue to be expressed. So no one would force them to stay where they are if you cannot stay anymore in a given settlement.
When you say that we may have reached a ceiling for humanitarian funding for Lebanon, what does that actually mean? What does the UN want in the long term? It is 8 years into this Syrian crisis.
Well, what we want is to shift the humanitarian funding into a longer-term funding, into multi-year commitment. When we met in London, basically, we had a 4 years plan. So if we have a 4 years plan and we start to talk about, for example, enrolling children at school, we need to be committed beyond a one-year cycle at school. Once you start, it's a long-term commitment. And that's what we are looking at. If we talk about multi-year commitment, we are also thinking about a different type of financial instrument than just the humanitarian instrument.
Because this is a long-term problem. The returnees are, 16, 17,000 at the moment?
They are 16, 17,000 for 2018. They have been 12, 13,000 in 2017. So the return for the time being is very, very limited.